The Penetang Kings are holding their own with a .500 record approximately halfway through the regular season in the Provincial Junior Hockey League. That is quite an accomplishment considering the team is one of the youngest, if not the youngest, in the 63-team league, said head coach Scott Simon. As of December 19, the team is in fourth place in the 8-team division with 12 wins, 12 losses and 2 overtime losses. Of the 24 players on the team, 14 are rookies, plus 3 rookie affiliate players. General manager Kyle Burns says it was, by design, that the team is young. We wanted to bring in younger guys and try to develop them and build them for the future. Personally, I feel that is the best way to build the team, Burns says. At 16, defender Max Gear, of Tiny Township, is the youngest player on the team. He's been selected to play in the All-Star game on December 28 in Hanover. The All-Star team is made up of players 8 teams in the North Carruthers division and will be playing a team made up of players from the 8 teams of the North Pollock division. Joining Gear on the All-Star team is Kings goalie Landon Samek, 18, from Barrie, forward Carter Wilson, 20, from Penetanguishen, and forward Cole Rumbolt, 20, of Wasaga Beach. Rookie Owen Fuller from Midland is in his first year with the team. The grade 12 St. Teresa's Catholic High School student says, "It's been great. It's such a friendly organization. His goal is to improve his hockey skills and hang tight with the team," he added. On the Kings roster are 3 members of the Thayer family, brothers Tanner and Riley from Midland and cousin Carson, from Victoria Harbor. Tanner, 17, is the team's top scorer in the season so far with 40 points. "He's one of our young players leading the scoring. He's doing really well," says Simon. Riley Thayer is the team captain. The 21-year-old played for the Kings when he was 16, then went to get a post-secondary education. Now he's back for his overage year, Simon adds. 19-year-old Carson Thayer is a defenseman and playing his third year with the team. "I'd say this is probably our best team yet. A lot of the young guys are eager to get some ice time," says Thayer. Thayer said he wants to use the momentum built up to maintain an above .500 record. "Penetang hasn't won a playoff round in a few years. We are looking to change that this year," Thayer says. The Kings will be playing over the holidays with 2 home games, January 3 versus the second-place Orillia Terriers and January 4 game against the first-place Alliston Hornets. The regular season culminates with the Challenge Cup on February 17, Family Day, against the Midland Flyers in Midland. The Kings won the cup last year. "It's just one big rivalry game," says Burns, who used to play for the Kings. The Kings play at the Penetanguishen Centennial Memorial Community Center at 61 Maria Street. Single game tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for students, $7 for seniors and $6 for children. For more information about games and stats, visit the Kings website.